Morning. Let's turn our Bible to Matthew chapter 5, verse 6. Matthew 5, verse 6. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for this time. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for your presence this morning. Thank you that we can gather and hear your word and pray together. We just ask your Holy Spirit to come, stir our hearts, God, and help us to connect with you and to enjoy this time of hearing your word, worshiping, and praying. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. This verse is, it reminds me of Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, another verse that we are probably all familiar with. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. That phrase, seek first, is the same word that is used in the context of that verse, Matthew 6:33, where Jesus says, the Gentiles, right, the people that don't know God, they run after these things, food, clothing, and drink. They run after these things, but I want you to run after the kingdom of God and the righteousness of God, and all these things will be given to you as well. So that one is a promise that if you put God first and you run after, you desire for, you hunger and thirst for the righteousness of God, then all of these rest of the things will be given to you as well. Today's verse is a promise that those who pursue God's righteousness, pursue growing in the righteousness of God, you will get it. You will be filled. That desire that you have will be satisfied and filled. The Good News translation says it this way: happy are those whose greatest desire is to do what God requires. God will satisfy them fully. Right? Happy are those whose greatest desire is to do what God requires. God will satisfy them fully. Now, the word righteousness, when it says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, it has layers of meaning. I think it could mean a few different things. It could be referring to justification, right? For having our sins forgiven through Jesus Christ. So if we hunger and thirst for that, we will be satisfied. Yes, right? We've all been satisfied of that desire for justification. Or it could be referring to societal righteousness. You know, the righteous rule of God, the just rule of God, meaning things like slavery, oppression, hunger, you know, those things, longing to see those things gone, you know, slavery and things like injustices, longing to see those things be eradicated and longing to see the righteous rule of God here on earth. It could mean that, and I think it's true. As we hunger and thirst and we pursue that, it's a promise of God that, hey, those desires will be fulfilled. That pursuit will be met. It could be referring also to personal righteousness, growing in righteous living, growing in your obedience to God, growing in your righteousness, overcoming sin, growing in your overcoming of sin and temptation. So for today's short devo, I'll focus on that third aspect of growing in our personal righteousness, personal righteous living, growing in our obedience to God, growing in our victory. The first thing that I want to talk about, though, I have two things. First thing I want to talk about is hunger and thirst. It says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. And my question to us this morning is, when is the last time you had a godly, spiritual hunger and thirst? When's the last time you really hungered for God and you thirsted for God And you had this holy hunger stirring up inside you, leading you to pursue God with greater desire and greater passion. When I was younger, probably more than 10 years ago, maybe about 10 years ago, maybe more than 10 years ago, after coming to SP, after encountering God in a very real way, ministry time, prophetic prayer, seeing kind of the power of God, maybe for the first time, I often meditated upon this idea of hungering and thirsting for God. Being hungry for God, not being satisfied, always wanting, you know, more of God and seeking for more of God. I remember I listened to lots of different messages from different people, because at that time I was pursuing the things of God, and I listened to a Bill Johnson sermon, Bill Johnson from Bethel Church, and he had a devo on Proverbs 27, 7. I want to read that to you. Proverbs 27, verse 7. One who is full loads honey from the comb, but the hungry, even what is bitter, but to the hungry, even what is bitter tastes sweet. So he's saying, and he applied that verse to the to a spiritual sense. He said, when we are hungry for God and we are longing to grow and we want to go deeper in our relationship with God, then there is a certain humility and openness in us, and we will pursue. Even if it's a teaching from maybe a preacher, you don't agree fully with everything that he has said, or there are maybe some things are you're not sure if you agree with it. Or maybe the preaching style is a bit boring. Or maybe there are some things in there that you would get offended by. But to the hungry, even what is bitter tastes sweet. To the hungry, if you are hungry and you just long for to grow in the things of God, you're not going to care about those minor things. And you're going to pursue. You're going to listen to things. You're going to accept what is good, leaving out what is bad. But you're going to go after it. But when we are full, even honey becomes unappealing. When we are full, even if you have the greatest preacher bringing the greatest word, you're just going to not appreciate it. You're going to be like, whatever, because you're full. And sometimes we are full not with God. It's not that we've arrived at this measure of the fullness of our knowledge of God that no longer any teaching is appealing. We're just full of other things. We're full with distractions. We're full with busyness. Sorry. We're just full or we feel like we're full, you know, like we feel like I know enough. And we stop appreciating the things of God. We stop appreciating these teachings, you know. We stop listening to sermons. We stop listening to teachings. We stop pursuing the things of God. We stop appreciating these gatherings and opportunities to meet with God and to grow in the Lord. Our family will be traveling to Korea next week. We're very excited. But something that Mona and I always talk about when we go to Korea is the food, and how everywhere we go, there is food. Right? Everywhere we go, there's little food stalls, what do you call it? Hawkers, different things that we want to eat. And every time, we always just feel too full. And even though this new thing looks so good, because we're already full of other stuff, we're like, we don't want to do it. And we can't even get to that. We don't even want to bother with it because we are too full. And sometimes, maybe with God, I don't know why. Because Paul says, right? Paul says, I want to know God, right? He says, I'm going to pursue knowing God for the rest of my life. I'm going to lay aside everything else. Keep pursuing. Meaning there's an infinite well of knowing God. Yet, so many of us feel full. And we feel like we know enough, we've experienced enough, and there isn't that hunger that longs for more of Him. What kind of we don't appreciate. So yeah, that's something for us to meditate upon. When's the last time you really hungered and thirsted for God? For a spiritual hunger. Okay, the second point I want to focus on is hunger and thirst for righteousness. So I want to talk about that. Growing in righteousness, righteous living. There's a verse I want to point us to. Psalm 45, verse 7. It says, you love righteousness and hate wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has set you above your companions by anointing you with the oil of joy. This is a prophetic verse about Jesus. It's a psalm, prophetic psalm referring to Jesus. And it says, Jesus, He is someone that loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God anointed him with the oil of joy above his companions. Meaning he had the most joy over everybody else. He had more joy than everybody else in the world because he pursued righteousness. He loved righteousness and he hated wickedness. I think in our mind, sometimes we don't think like that. Sometimes we think, man, true joy is found in the worldly things. Wickedness. And if I could only just do these things, I'm going to be truly happy, truly satisfied. I'm going to have true joy. But man, because I'm a Christian, oh, it's kind of a burden. It's kind of miserable. It's kind of difficult. It's kind of sucky that I can't just do whatever I want to do. And I have to pursue righteousness. But it's not done with joy because I love it. But we kind of wish we could do wickedness, but we know it's the right thing to do to pursue righteousness. So we'll try to stay righteous. And you have to ask yourself that question. Reflect. What do you love deep inside? Do you truly love righteousness and hate wickedness? Or is it burdensome to walk in obedience? And is there a wishing in your heart that you could just do whatever you wanted? I'm growing in that. But when I was younger, for sure, this was huge. Everything about Christianity was a burden for me. Because I didn't understand the joy of righteousness. And our inner desire needs to be transformed. If you're in that place, your inner desire needs to be transformed. And it's a work of God. It's the mercy of God. But I do want to point out one thing. When we want to grow in righteousness, why do we want to grow in righteousness? The growing in righteousness is not the loving of righteousness is not just because being righteous is the end goal. Righteous, when we grow in righteousness, it's not just so we can say, wow, I'm really righteous now. And I've overcome these sins and these temptations. Wow, I have arrived at some level of being a Christian. That's not the goal of growing in righteousness. The goal of growing in righteousness is because when we are practicing and living in righteousness, personal righteousness, obeying God and not sinning, it leads to a deeper intimacy with God. Right? Our righteousness, we want to grow in righteousness because if we are living righteously and we're not giving our heart away to sin and temptation all the time, disobeying the commands of God, we're going to have a closer intimacy, deeper intimacy with God. And we're going to please God. He's going to be pleased with our efforts to live for Him, with our efforts to obey Him. And our righteous living is going to glorify God. God's name is going to be glorified as we live in righteousness. So ultimately, the pursuit of righteousness is a pursuit of God. You know, we pursue righteousness because we love God. And we want to see Him glorified. And we want to draw closer to Him. And we want to please Him. And so ultimately, when we say, I love righteousness and hate wickedness, is I love God. I love God so much that wickedness is hateful to me and righteousness is appealing to me, because living in righteousness is going to glorify God. Living in righteousness is going to please God. Living in righteousness is going to help me draw closer to God. And so I guess the deeper question is, do you love God in this way? Do you love God in this way that righteous living doesn't seem like a burden to you, but it seems like it is what you truly desire, because that's going to please God more and glorify God more. And you just have to be honest, you know. The answer might be no. The answer might be no. I don't love God enough. And righteous living, Christian living, still seems like a burden to me. And that's okay, you know. If that's the case, probably the best thing that you can do is to come to a place of, like, understanding that or seeing that and saying, well, this is who I am in my heart. So, God, I need you. You know, now, man, I need you, Holy Spirit, to do a work in me and transform my heart so that I can truly love you more, so that I can truly say I hunger and thirst for righteousness. Okay, so let's go to God. Sybil's going to lead us in a song.
Is devoted like a rain of solid gold, like a vow that is tested, like a covenant of old. Your love is enduring through the winter rain and beyond the horizon, with mercy for today. Faithful you have been, and faithful you will be. You pledge yourself to me, and it's while I sing your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. You father the oven, your kindness makes us whole, and you show that weakness, and your strength becomes our own. You're making me like you, clothing me in white, bringing beauty from ashes. For you will have your bride, free of all her guilt and rid of all her shame, and known by her true name. And it's while I sing, your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. You will be praised, you will be praised. With angels and saints we sing, worthy are you, Lord. You will be praised, you will be praised. With angels and saints we sing, worthy are you, Lord. And it's while I sing, your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips.
Yes, God, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God, help us to help us to go back to the place where we truly hungered and thirsted for you, God. And Lord, you have met us through those hunger and thirsts, but I pray that we will not grow so familiar. I don't know. I pray for myself too, God, that will still be, like Paul says, God, this pursuit of knowing you, God, and this desire and longing of knowing you, God, that you would stir up that hunger and thirst in our hearts again, Lord, for you, God, and also for righteousness, God, so that through, as we grow in our righteous living, our obedience, our obedience, Lord, that we would draw closer to you and glorify you and please you more. So, yeah. Move in our lives, Lord. Move in our hearts, God. We give this day and this week into your hands, God. Take us deeper into an intimacy with you, Lord. Let's pray together for our church. Let's pray for those who are battling cancer. Let's pray for healing and strength. Let's pray that God will move in a supernatural way for our friends on this list. Let's pray for those who are ill and also in need of salvation. Let's pray for healing and salvation to come upon the people on this list. Let's pray for those battling different kinds of infirmities. Let's pray for healing for them. Let's pray for our frontline medical workers at church. Pray for protection and strength during this time of battling COVID. Let's pray for Catherine. She's looking for a job. Let's pray for favor, provision, and guidance for her. Let's pray for our Tuesday prayer focus. Let's pray for Hong Kong. Let's pray for our government. Let's pray for all the ministries in Hong Kong that we're connected to. Let's pray just for some of the social issues here. Let's pray for the wealth gap. Pray for our young people. Pray for our domestic helpers in the city. Pray for the families in distress, just for protection and peace, grace. So let's lift up our city, lift up our government, and lift up all the ministries and different issues going on here. Let's pray for the staff. Pray for Peace Sam. He's feeling a little unwell today. That's why he couldn't come today. So let's pray for healing for him and strength for him. Pray for the rest of the staff to
work well together, to be united, to love God, to love each other, to be strengthened by God, to serve the church well. So let's just pray for our staff. Let's pray for our education ministries, SP Kids and SP Youth and SPU. Let's pray for more volunteers for these ministries, especially SP Kids and SP Youth, that God would bring the right people to these ministries. Pray for Lisa, Caleb, and Grace as they lead these ministries. Let's pray for the students as well to really encounter God through their times together. Let's pray for the worship and sound and AV team ministries. Pray for myself, Wesley, Pastor Kenny, and Rachel as we lead these ministries. Let's pray for Hina and any other pregnant moms that you are aware of. Let's pray for strength. Let's pray for the baby to be kept safe. And let's pray that God would watch over them. Let's pray. Let's pray for the house churches meeting today. Pray for a really wonderful time. Let's pray for strength for the leaders and just for the that God would move in each of these gatherings. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, that you hear our prayers. We love you. We worship you. We want to give this day to you. Help us to hunger and thirst for righteousness today and this week. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Have a great day today.